This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is weighing in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, Thomas Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says he was dragged out of his office Thursday by police officers who conducted fresh searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. No one has been detained. They simply dragged me out of the office, Navalny tweeted. His spokeswoman said the Kremlin critic was forcibly detained and led away. The reason was not immediately clear. Iraqi President Bahram Saleh said Thursday he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that is influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the Fatah bloc named Assad al-Adani as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who have called for a complete overhaul of the government that's been in place since the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq. Anti-government rallies have rocked the capital, Baghdad, and the Shiite-majority south since October. You're listening to VOA News.